I'm Hello Karen. Good morning. Good morning. And I am sitting here with Chaz and Zenobia. Good
yo,
morning,
yo, yo,
folks.
Yo, yo.
Good morning.
How are y'all doing today?
Oh, man, fantastic.
I'm doing good. It's a beautiful day outside.
So chilly, though, and I wore flip-flops. Wasn't a good idea.
Oh, man. Yeah, I was checking the weather. So I knew it was going to be cold.
Man, my kids know before me now. She wakes up, she's like, ask Alexa, what's the weather? I don't even know. I just walk outside and feel it.
I like to be prepared. I don't like to be cold. I can't stand it. My car was cold this morning. The heat's not working for some reason. So.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Man, but you shouldn't expect this in April either, though.
No.
Like, Florida's got us all kinds of jacked up right now. And they say, like, global warming ain't a real thing, bro. It's April in the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man.
Yeah, it's actually current temp is 48 right now.
Oh, man, it's in the 40s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's cold. Well,
man,
let's talk about some exciting stuff. Get the blood pumping.
Yeah. So I'll take the rein on this, because one thing I want to brag about real quick, man, super exciting, is that our sports teams, through the pandemic, man, they're doing really well. So the ones I've heard about so far are basketball and volleyball. All our Lady Commodores in volleyball and basketball, and then our men's Commodores in basketball have all made the state tournament. Our ladies volleyball actually took first seed, and they get a bye first round. So
nice.
They're number one in the state right now. Super awesome. So they all play next week, I believe, man. So definitely go check out gcathletics.com. Make sure you follow them. They stream all the games on there, man. So definitely go support them. I'm really rooting for them. I think they're going to do well.
That's awesome. That it really is.
Yeah.
They're working hard, and it's paying off.
Absolutely, man, especially through all this. Like, they have yet really to have any real fans in the crowd. Yeah, we allowed up to 50 for, like, the first month, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But even 50 fans is not enough to get you excited during a game, you know. When you're sitting there playing, man, you're thriving off fan reaction. And if they're not in there cheering you on, I say the same thing right now about, like, pros. I watch pro basketball games, and it's, like, heads in the stands, like little cardboard cutouts. It's not real people. How do they get excited?
I know. It was like UFC for a while. I was watching that.
Oh, man, yeah.
You could literally hear the fighters yelling and everything, which you normally can't because the crowd would be so loud. But there, you could hear a pin drop. I mean, it was so different, this world we're living in.
Especially, like, when it's, like, an exciting moment, you know, something happens, and then it's quiet afterwards. That's awkward, because it was like, oh, my God, that was amazing, but nobody's saying anything.
Yeah, that takes some getting used to, I'm sure, especially when you're used to feeding off of that.
Yep, absolutely. So then we got some other things going on, man. SGA's working on, you know, finishing up their year. I'm going to let Zenobia talk about that. She's got a couple events going on, and then I'm going to talk about a few things that the college is doing, some events that we're getting ready for, just kind of closing out the year as well. So, Zenobia, why don't you get started, and I'll take next segment.
Okay, so the Easter egg hunt this week went really well.
Yeah.
Congratulations to the two ladies who found the golden egg.
I actually got their names right here.
We got
Audrey Brooks, funny enough, actually. So Katrina Pless, that is our SAR coordinator in the back, that's her daughter. Yeah, and so she found the golden egg on Tuesday.
Okay.
And then Stephanie Field found that, I believe it was yesterday, right? Did she come in with a switch yesterday? Or was that the day before?
I think it was the day before.
I think absolutely right. It was all found on Wednesday. Yep. So, Stephanie Field found that Nintendo Switch, man. There's actually, funny enough, still about four prizes out there right now that have not been claimed.
Really?
Yeah. We have a Tile Mate. We have the Unbreakable Glasses. We have a Crave Box. And we have one other. Oh, we have a Roku Stick out there somewhere still, too.
Ooh, I need that Roku
Man,
Stick.
It's out there somewhere.
All right, I'm going to be looking today.
One thing that I do, I know, like, the communication was kind of, like, off a little bit. So one thing I can give you is that I think the ones that are left, I think they are inside the building.
Oh, okay.
On the first floor of a building.
Okay. Okay, thank you for the hint. Because the last hints were
Which building? Let's go
to
the specific.
I am not sure.
Okay,
but
all right.
Do you know what buildings
know
they
the
won't
building.
Be in?
I put them in every... So I know they won't be in, like, the social sciences building or the Rosenwald or natural science building.
What about the ATC?
They're in ATC.
Okay.
First floor ATC,
put them on the first
okay.
floor
okay.
ATC.
All right. There you go, Karen. You'll be over there today.
Check the swimming pool. Maybe
oh, all right. You heard that? Hey, I know the egg hunt is over, man, but if y'all find them eggs, drop them on by. We'll still honor it.
Hey, yeah. I'm going to be looking. You're going to see my face. I guarantee I'm not going to give up.
And we still got a bunch, I think, of swag bags and T-shirts that didn't get claimed, too. So those eggs are out there somewhere, too.
Yeah.
y'all need to get on it. Everybody gave up on them golden eggs for now.
Hey, dude, let me tell you, it happens like this every year we do this. We'll get, like, employees that'll come in, like, 6 months later in the new fiscal year. We got a whole batch of new students, and they're coming, hey, I found an egg the other day. Do I still get this? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, you still honor it, though, right?
Oh, yeah, man, as long as we got it. Sometimes, you know, when there's situations like prizes and stuff, we have to go ahead and award those in that semester, so I'll do something else to honor those. But if it's something like, you know, a swag bag, T-shirts, give, like, anything that we have all the time, absolutely we'll honor that.
Right. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. That's really awesome. Them eggs are hidden well. You did a good job.
She did real well, man. Everybody's talking.
You're welcome. I found one empty green one in a sculpture over between the library and, what is that building, so I could say it?
Library and that's enrollment.
Enrollment, right there. That sculpture between there was like a green empty egg in there.
So somebody grabbed what they wanted and put it back. That's
right. Because the golden egg was actually in that sculpture.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. So somebody got it.
You was right there, Karen.
It was inside, I guess, one of the open holes. Oh, I put it in there.
Oh, man. That's a good spot.
I knew it.
And everybody would just walk past it every day, and I just sit there and laugh.
Oh, my gosh. That really grinds my gears.
And then the other one was when you come out the library and turn left, that little air conditioning spot.
Oh, my goodness.
The green thing that's on the ground, it was behind there.
Do you know how much I've looked all back there? My legs hurt from kicking things around. No. I looked in that sculpture so much. Maybe it was already found, though, by the time I was
looking. Oh, man, you did a good job.
Thank you.
We had kids coming in almost every hour. Anybody found it yet? No, we ain't found it. Keep looking.
And I say I got trampled. Like the second day, because they were like, oh, you put them out. Okay, where is it? And I was like, I can't tell you.
Like, you think I'm just going to tell you where I put it? Like, it's a piece of whole purpose.
I had the security guards run. I was trying to get tips, but the tips that I got were, it's hidden well. You're going to have to look.
Yeah.
And then I've
led people in the wrong way. I said, hey, it's at Rosenwald.
look at
all the trees. It might be in the trees. So I've led people wrong, and I'm sorry if I did that to you.
Don't be sorry. Sorry, not sorry.
It's all in fun. You're not supposed to give it away.
The whole thing, man, is like the whole week, everybody had a smile on their face having a good time. That's the whole point of it, man.
Yes. Well, guys, we're going to take a quick break and jam out to some jams. See, we got some Justin Timberlake, some Benny Blanco, and then we're going to come back and touch base on some more stuff going on around campus. So we'll be right back after a few messages.